Edgar Cayce, the most documented psychic of the 20th century, said you have been lied to. He pulled back the curtain on human biology and revealed that salt is not a flavor enhancer. It is an electrical switch. It is a transmutative crystal that dictates whether your cells are healing or dying. For decades, we have been starved of the right frequencies and drowned in dead sodium. In the next 30 minutes, I am going to show you exactly how Cayce used specific, raw salts to biohack the nervous system, pull chronic disease out of the organs, and literally scrub the human aura. Do not skip ahead, because the way you bathe, eat, and heal is about to change forever. Here is the absolute core of Edgar Cayce's medical readings. Your body is an electrical battery. Disease cannot exist in an alkaline, highly charged cell, but how do you charge it? Not with the bleached, microplastic-filled table salt sold at the grocery store. Cayce called that dead matter. He demanded unrefined sea salt. Why? Because pure sea salt holds up to 84 trace minerals in a living crystalline matrix. When those exact crystals dissolve in your bloodstream, they create the perfect electrical conductivity. Your nervous system uses these mineral ions to send signals at lightning speed. When you lack these raw, sun-dried elements, your cellular battery drains, you become acidic, you become tired. And that is exactly where chronic illness moves in. We are entirely electrical beings. Every single thought you have, every beat of your heart, every twitch of your muscle requires an electrical spark. Without the right conductive minerals in your fluid, that spark fades. Think of a car battery filled with dead, stagnant water instead of battery acid. It simply will not start. Your body operates exactly the same way. The medical establishment has spent decades terrifying you about salt, blaming it for high blood pressure, heart attacks, and strokes. But they are talking about sodium chloride in its isolated, heavily processed, chemically bleached form. That stuff is toxic. It pulls water out of your cells and causes intense vascular constriction. But unrefined crystalline sea salt does the exact opposite. When you look at an active cell, it relies on a very specific mechanism to maintain its voltage. It is called the sodium and potassium pump. This microscopic mechanism sits on the wall of every single cell in your body. It constantly pushes sodium out and pulls potassium in. This continuous swapping generates the electrical current that keeps you alive. If you are starving your body of real, elemental sodium and trace minerals, this pump slows down. The cellular voltage drops. And when the voltage drops, the cell can no longer absorb oxygen or flush out metabolic waste effectively. What happens next? The cell becomes acidic. It literally begins to suffocate in its own toxic exhaust. Edgar Cayce saw this process happening in real time while in his trance state. Over and over again, he told his patients that acidity is the ultimate breeding ground for every pathogen, every inflammation, and every degenerative condition known to man. But he also gave us the antidote, alkalinity. And the fastest way to restore the alkaline reserves of the human body is through the introduction of pristine, mineral-rich salts. Let us talk about what those 84 trace minerals actually do. They act as microscopic keys, unlocking enzymatic pathways that repair your DNA and rebuild your tissues. Elements like magnesium, calcium, sulfur, and iodine are locked inside raw sea salt. When you ingest them, your blood plasma becomes a highly conductive, mineralized ocean. This is not poetry. It is hard biological science. Your blood plasma is astonishingly similar in its mineral composition to ancient seawater. By consuming real salt, you are replenishing the primordial fluid that sustains your life force. Let us move to the nervous system. The brain and the spinal cord form the primary electrical grid of your physical vessel. Have you ever felt brain fog, intense chronic fatigue, or nervous exhaustion? You might think you need more sleep or more caffeine, but what you actually need is better electrical conductivity. When your nerve synapses fire, they require an electrolyte bridge to carry the signal from one neuron to the next. Pure salt is the ultimate electrolyte. Cayce understood that a depleted nervous system is simply a system lacking the mineral bridges required to carry the current. You are quite literally suffering from a localized brownout. By replacing dead table salt with living, unrefined salt, you are rewiring the entire grid. You are handing your brain the exact materials it needs to build strong, rapid-fire connections. This is why people who switch to the salts, Casey recommended, often report a sudden, massive surge in mental clarity and physical stamina within just a few days of making the change. It is a profound energetic upgrade. You are no longer forcing your heart and your brain to struggle through thick, acidic, mineral-deficient blood. You are opening up the floodgates of vital energy. So, how do you actually implement this bioelectric shift today? It starts with radical elimination. Go into your pantry and throw out anything that says iodized table salt. It is literally dragging your frequency down. Replace it with coarse, gray Celtic salt, pink Himalayan salt, or pure Redmond rock salt. Use it generously on your food. Put a tiny pinch of it in your morning glass of water to instantly mineralize and charge the fluid before it hits your stomach. When you drink electrically active water, you are instantly hydrating the cell at a deep intracellular level. You are turning the battery back on. Edgar Cayce did not view the human body as a fragile machine doomed to decay. He saw it as a brilliant, self-healing matrix of light and electricity. You just have to give it the right raw materials. It is truly that simple and powerful. You have probably taken an Epsom salt bath at some point in your life, and you probably did it completely wrong. Most people treat Epsom salt like a gentle, relaxing spa day. A quick sprinkle in lukewarm water to soothe a mild muscle ache. But Edgar Cayce did not treat Epsom salt like a casual cosmetic luxury. He treated it like an aggressive biological vacuum. Magnesium sulfate is a highly active chemical compound that, when combined with intense heat, forces your pores to become highly efficient extraction valves. But here is the massive secret most people entirely miss: dosage and water temperature. Cayce routinely prescribed a staggering 2 to 3 pounds of Epsom salt for a single bath. Think about that for a second. When you hit that extreme concentration in hot water, the sulfates physically rip acidic toxins, heavy metals, and trapped cellular waste right out of your lymphatic system through the layers of your skin. It acts as an artificial kidney, doing the heavy lifting. Your internal organs are simply too exhausted to manage on their own every single day now. It is the cellular sewer network of your body. Unlike your circulatory system, which has a heart to pump blood, the lymphatic system has no pump. It relies entirely on your physical movement to push toxic waste out. But when you sit at a desk for 8 to 10 hours a day, that system stagnates. The waste pools. The acid builds up. Your joints begin to ache. Your brain gets foggy. And your immune system crashes. Cayce saw this stagnation as the root cause of dozens of chronic diseases. He realized that a heavily saturated Epsom salt bath bypasses the need for a physical pump. The osmotic pressure created by dissolving 3 pounds of magnesium sulfate into hot water creates a literal drawing effect. It pulls the stagnant, toxic lymph fluid directly toward the surface of the skin. As you sit in that hypersaline water, your sweat glands open up and purge the very acids that are slowly destroying your joints and your nervous system. It is not just about pulling the bad stuff out, it is equally about pushing the good stuff in. While the sulfates are pulling the toxic sludge out of your tissues, your skin is simultaneously absorbing massive amounts of raw elemental magnesium. Magnesium is the master relaxation mineral. It is responsible for over 300 specific biochemical reactions in the human body. When you are stressed, your body burns through its magnesium stores at an alarming rate. This leaves your sympathetic nervous system trapped in a state of constant fight or flight. You feel wired but incredibly tired. Your muscles twitch, your sleep is restless, and your heart races. Oral magnesium supplements often pass right through the digestive tract without ever being fully absorbed. But transdermal absorption through an Epsom salt bath delivers the magnesium directly into the bloodstream and soft tissues. It immediately shuts down the sympathetic stress response and forces the nervous system back into a deep state of parasympathetic healing and cellular repair. Cayce was very specific about the exact protocol. This is not a bath you take every single night. It is a profound therapeutic intervention. He recommended taking this heavy salt bath just 1 to 2 times a week. You must fill the tub with water as hot as you can comfortably stand. Dump in the 2 to 3 pounds of Epsom salt and let it fully dissolve. You sit in that water for 15 to 20 minutes. No more, no less. If you stay in too long, your body will actually begin to reabsorb the toxins you just purged. While you are in the tub, you must actively massage the areas of your body where you feel the most pain or stagnation. Rub the joints, knead the lower back, and stimulate the abdominal area. This physical manipulation forces the stagnant lymph fluid out of the deep tissues and into the drawing path of the sulfates. You are actively participating in your own biological purification process. It requires intense focus and intention. When the 20 minutes are up, the protocol is still not entirely finished. Casey explicitly instructed patients to get out of the tub and immediately wrap themselves in thick, warm blankets. Do not dry off completely. Wrap up, get into bed, and allow the body to continue sweating heavily for another 30 to 60 minutes. This secondary sweat phase is critical. It pushes the final wave of released toxins out of the dermal layers. After you have completed the sweat, you finally take a quick, lukewarm shower to rinse the acidic residue off your skin. This exact method is how you biohack your lymphatic system using a simple mineral found in the earth. You are turning a common bathroom into an advanced detoxification chamber. By following this precise, ancient science, you can fundamentally alter the internal terrain of your body, clear out years of accumulated stagnation, and forcefully reset your baseline health in under an hour. The results are impossible to ignore. People who consistently utilize this exact Epsom protocol report massive drops in systemic inflammation, absolute eradication of brain fog, and the deepest, most restorative sleep of their entire lives. It is the ultimate fusion of earth science and human biology, available to absolutely anyone alive right now. Now let us talk about the absolute engine of your entire physical body, the master gland, the thyroid. If your thyroid crashes, your entire biological system crashes with it. Modern medicine often treats a failing thyroid with synthetic hormones, putting a chemical band-aid on a gaping wound. But Edgar Cayce looked entirely past the symptoms and went straight for the root cause. He pointed his finger directly at the ocean. Cayce understood that the thyroid does not just regulate your physical weight. It dictates the vibrational frequency of your entire glandular system. To keep this engine running, it requires one specific, non-negotiable fuel source, iodine. But here is the critical distinction that most people completely ignore. Your body cannot properly absorb or utilize the dead, chemically isolated iodine they spray onto processed table salt. That synthetic version is biologically confusing to your cells. Cayce insisted that you must source your iodine from the living, unrefined matrix of the sea. Pure sea salt and wild harvested kelp. These are the ultimate biological keys to unlocking your true metabolic potential today, period. Why is the ocean so incredibly important to the human endocrine system? The answer lies in the elemental harmony of nature. When you consume raw sea salt, you are not just ingesting sodium and chloride. You are consuming a perfectly balanced trace mineral matrix that contains natural iodine, magnesium, zinc, and selenium. These elements are bound together in a way that your body immediately recognizes and absorbs. The thyroid acts like a microscopic sponge, actively pulling this natural iodine directly from your bloodstream to synthesize hormones like thyroxine. These hormones are the chemical messengers that tell every single cell in your body how fast to burn energy. When you lack these raw materials, your metabolic fire goes out. You feel chronically cold, you gain stubborn weight, and your brain feels like it is constantly operating in a thick fog. Cayce warned that starving the master gland of real oceanic minerals causes a domino effect of catastrophic failure across the entire physical and energetic body. You must deliberately feed the system correctly to survive modern toxic stress and stay totally vibrant. But Cayce went even further than just recommending raw sea salt. He introduced an incredibly powerful synergism by pairing it directly with kelp. Kelp is a brown seaweed that naturally concentrates ocean minerals, making it the most iodine-dense plant on the entire planet. When you combine the 84 trace minerals of pure sea salt with the massive bioavailable iodine spike from raw kelp, you create an electrical and hormonal explosion inside the body. This combination rapidly repairs the parathyroid glands, which sit directly behind the thyroid and are responsible for regulating the calcium levels in your blood and bones. If your parathyroid is weak due to a lack of oceanic minerals, your body will actually start leaching calcium directly out of your skeleton just to keep your blood chemistry stable. This leads to brittle bones and calcified joints. By consuming sea salt and kelp together, you halt this dangerous calcium drain immediately. You are giving the master gland the exact energetic building blocks it needs to forcefully rebuild cellular integrity and restore your internal biological foundation completely today. Now, we must look at the esoteric side of this glandular science. Casey viewed the physical body as an extension of the soul. He taught that the thyroid gland is physically linked to the throat chakra, which is the body's primary energy center for communication and authentic expression. When you suppress your emotions, lie to yourself, or live in fear, you actively restrict the energetic flow to your throat region. This restriction physically chokes the thyroid. Casey noted that emotional suppression combined with an intense deficiency of pure salt and iodine creates a catastrophic energetic block. The gland physically swells, resulting in a goiter, or it simply atrophies and stops working. True healing requires a dual approach. You must flood the physical vehicle with the correct oceanic minerals to rebuild the tissue, but you must also release the emotional stagnation. The pure sea salt acts as an electrical conductor, re-establishing the broken circuits between your nervous system and your energetic field. It bridges the gap between the material world and the unseen vital force flowing inside you right now, daily. So, how do you actively implement this ancient wisdom to rescue your master gland today? First, you completely banish standard table salt from your home. It provides zero biological value and actually harms the thyroid. You replace it entirely with authentic, unrefined sea salt. Second, you begin integrating a high-quality kelp supplement into your daily routine. Casey frequently recommended taking a small dose of granulated kelp with your morning meal to give the endocrine system an immediate iodine boost for the day. You can sprinkle it directly over your food alongside your sea salt. As you flood your body with these dense oceanic frequencies, pay close attention to your energy levels. You will likely notice an intense warming sensation in your extremities as your cellular metabolism finally kicks back online. Your brain fog will dissipate and your stamina will dramatically increase. By honoring the profound chemical connection between the human body and the ocean, you unlock the ultimate biological hack for sustained, radiant vitality. The thyroid is ready to heal. You just have to supply the absolute correct ocean minerals. What happens when you mix pure, unrefined sea salt with ordinary baking soda? You create a chemical synergism that Edgar Casey recommended for almost every single person who came to him for physical healing. Let us talk about your teeth and your gums. Modern science now completely agrees with what Casey stated nearly 100 years ago. Dental health is directly linked to cardiovascular disease, brain health, and systemic inflammation. The mouth is the absolute gateway to your entire biological system. If your gums are chronically bleeding or infected, you are continuously swallowing toxic bacteria that poisons your bloodstream. Casey told his patients to throw away their chemical toothpaste. Instead, he instructed them to mix exactly one part fine sea salt with one part baking soda. Why this specific combination? It is a brilliant display of opposing chemical forces working in absolute perfect harmony. The baking soda forcefully alkalizes the entire oral cavity, stopping acidic enamel decay dead in its tracks instantly. Meanwhile, the crystalline salt acts as a powerful astringent, rapidly tightening the loose gum tissue. As the salt tightens the gums, its osmotic pressure literally pulls hidden infection and stagnant blood out of the deep tissue pockets surrounding your teeth. This two-ingredient mixture costs merely pennies to make, yet it completely alters the oral microbiome overnight. Pathogenic bacteria simply cannot survive in a highly alkaline, oxygenated environment. By brushing with sodium bicarbonate and pure sodium chloride, you are stripping away the acidic plaque shield that bacteria hide behind. Casey advised using your finger or a very soft brush to massage this powder deeply into the gum line. Do not just brush the teeth, massage the biological foundation. Within days, chronically inflamed gums turn a healthy, resilient pink. You are not just cleaning your mouth. You are shutting down a primary highway for systemic infection. But the power of this combination extends far beyond oral hygiene. Casey understood that the drawing power of salt and the neutralizing power of baking soda could be applied directly to the skin to heal localized trauma, joint pain, and severe dermatological issues rapidly. When you apply this precise mixture externally, it acts as a supreme biological exfoliant and a potent, energetic clearing agent. Think about insect bites, mysterious skin rashes, or deep splintering wounds that absolutely refuse to heal. Casey frequently prescribed creating a thick paste using equal parts of baking soda, unrefined sea salt, and a few drops of pure water. When you apply this alkaline paste directly onto a compromised area of the skin, the dual action immediately goes to work. The baking soda instantly neutralizes the localized acidic inflammation that causes the intense itching and burning sensations. Simultaneously, the massive osmotic pull of the salt actively draws out the venom, the toxins, or the trapped lymphatic fluid causing the swelling. It acts exactly like a microscopic poultice. Furthermore, scrubbing your entire body with this mixture during a hot shower aggressively removes dead cellular buildup while alkalizing the newly exposed dermal layers. You are creating a highly hostile environment for fungal infections and bacterial overgrowth on the skin. It is truly brilliant. Nature provides the most profound solutions when we truly understand the basic chemistry of our bodies. You do not need highly complex synthetic chemicals to achieve massive shifts in your physical health. You simply need to leverage the natural elements that perfectly match your biological design. So here is your immediate action plan for tonight. Go straight into your bathroom and completely discard your commercial toothpaste loaded with artificial sweeteners and fluoride. Take a small glass jar and mix exactly 1 tablespoon of fine, unrefined sea salt with 1 tablespoon of pure baking soda. Wet your toothbrush, dip it into this powder, and gently massage your teeth and gums for 2 solid minutes. Notice how incredibly clean your mouth feels afterward. Notice how your gums respond over the next 72 hours. You are taking active control of your biological gateway. This is the true essence of Edgar Casey and his medical philosophy. He empowered the individual to heal themselves using the simplest, most powerful tools found directly on the earth. You have the knowledge now. It is time to execute. This is where Edgar Casey goes from advanced biology to absolute biophysics. He did not just see the physical human body, he saw the electromagnetic field surrounding it. Esoteric traditions have called this the aura for thousands of years, but modern science now recognizes it as the biofield. Every time your heart beats, every time a neuron fires, you generate a measurable electrical frequency. You are a walking, talking electromagnetic generator, but here is the massive problem. Your field is entirely porous. You are constantly absorbing chaotic static electricity from wireless routers, cell phones, artificial lighting, and intense emotional stress. This invisible static literally coats your central nervous system. Have you ever walked into a crowded room and instantly felt drained or inexplicably agitated? That is not in your head. That is your electromagnetic field absorbing the chaotic frequencies of your environment. Casey saw this invisible residue clinging to his patients, and he knew exactly how to scrub it off using the crystalline power of raw salt. To him, the physical tissue was merely the manifestation of the energetic blueprint. Your nervous system acts exactly like a biological antenna. When you are bombarded by modern electromagnetic pollution, your antenna becomes hopelessly scrambled. You develop severe sleep disturbances, unexplainable anxiety, and chronic tension headaches. Casey warned that if you do not actively discharge this accumulated static, it eventually condenses into physical illness. The energetic blockage always precedes the physical pathology. So, how do you ground an overloaded biological antenna? You use the Earth's ultimate grounding mechanism. You use salt. But you must understand what salt actually is on a molecular level. Salt is a geometric crystal. When you submerge a raw salt crystal into water, an incredible biophysical reaction occurs. The geometric structure breaks apart, releasing highly charged elemental ions into the fluid, You have just created a massive, highly conductive electrolyte solution. Water alone cannot ground your electrical field effectively. It needs the crystalline ions to bridge the gap and pull the chaotic energy out of your nervous system. The dissolved minerals act exactly like a giant, invisible magnet, stripping away the energetic pollution clinging to your outer aura instantly. When you step into a heavy sea salt bath, you are not taking a normal shower to wash physical dirt off your skin. You are fully submerging your electromagnetic field into a neutralizing, grounded matrix. Casey instructed people carrying heavy emotional burdens or severe psychic exhaustion to use equal parts of unrefined sea salt and baking soda in their bathwater. This is entirely different from the Epsom salt vacuum we discussed earlier. The Epsom salt pulls physical acids from the deep tissue. The sea salt and baking soda bath pulls static charges from the aura. As you sit in this specific conductive fluid, the positive and negative ions bond with the chaotic frequencies trapped in your field. It forcefully drains the excess voltage straight down the drain. You are effectively plugging your body directly into the earth. If you have spent 8 hours staring at a computer screen, under fluorescent lights, surrounded by wireless signals, your aura is completely rigid and inflamed by the evening. This exact bath protocol forcefully breaks up that rigid energy, returning you to absolute harmony. If you do not have a bathtub, Casey still provided a brilliant method to scrub the biofield daily. He recommended a vigorous dry salt scrub directly in the shower. You take a handful of coarse, wet sea salt and physically scrub it down the back of your neck, along your spine, and over the soles of your feet. These specific locations are the primary energetic input and output centers of your entire central nervous system. By grinding the crystalline salt into these meridian points, you are mechanically disrupting the stagnant energy pools. The physical abrasion opens the pores, while the energetic properties of the salt crystals instantly shatter the dense, heavy vibrations accumulated throughout your day. You leave the salt on the skin for just 2 to 3 minutes while the shower steam activates the negative ions. Then, you simply rinse it away. People who perform this simple daily ritual report an immediate sensation of massive emotional lightness, as if an invisible weight was instantly lifted. They sleep deeper because their central nervous system is finally resting in total peace. You must stop viewing your health strictly through the lens of dense physical matter. You are a being of light, frequency, and biological electricity. Casey proved that you cannot permanently heal the physical organs until you clear the invisible energetic interference suffocating them first. Salt is the literal bridge between these two dimensions. It is grounded in the dense earth, yet its crystalline structure manipulates invisible energy flawlessly. Tonight, I challenge you to test this ancient psychic science for yourself. Do not just take a shower. Take one single cup of coarse sea salt into the bathroom with you. Rub it over your shoulders, your chest, and the back of your neck. Feel the grit against your skin. Imagine it acting as a microscopic magnet, stripping away the stress, the endless notifications, and the chaotic energy of the modern world. Let the water wash it completely down the drain. You will step out of that shower feeling like an entirely different person. Your aura will be flawlessly reset. The brilliant sleeping prophet left us the very ultimate energetic cheat code. You now possess the absolute blueprint. Do not let this just be another video you watch and then immediately forget as you scroll away. Edgar Casey gave us the ultimate instruction manual for the human machine. He proved that chronic fatigue, joint pain, and emotional exhaustion are not your permanent baseline. They are simply symptoms of a severe biophysical and energetic deficiency. So here is your exact action plan to execute right now. Step 1 involves radical elimination. Go into your kitchen and throw away every single container of bleached, heavily processed table salt. It is literally toxic, dead matter that is slowly destroying your cellular voltage. Step 2 is the replacement phase. You must immediately purchase pure, unrefined Celtic sea salt or pink Himalayan salt. You also need to source a high-quality raw kelp supplement to feed your thyroid gland, the exact iodine frequency it desperately needs to rebuild your metabolism. By tomorrow morning, you should be drinking a glass of water with a tiny pinch of real salt to instantly charge your entire cellular battery up today. Step 3 is the deep lymphatic purge. Sometime this week, you need to buy 3 pounds of Epsom salt. Fill your bathtub with very hot water, dissolve the entire 3 pounds, and submerge your physical body for exactly 20 minutes. Let the magnesium sulfate forcefully pull the stagnant acidic waste out of your tissues. Step 4 is protecting your biological gateway. Mix 1 tablespoon of baking soda with 1 tablespoon of your new sea salt. Throw away your artificial toothpaste and brush with this pure alkaline powder to instantly neutralize hidden oral infections. This is not just a theory. This is the exact, documented science of the sleeping prophet. You are an electrical being, and it is finally time to start treating yourself like one. If this deep dive completely changed how you view your health, hit that subscribe button right now and share this video with someone who needs to hear the truth. Leave a comment below telling me which salt protocol you are going to try first. Stay grounded, stay highly alkaline, and please stay entirely curious today.